Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Clement Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And as they say, we're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. There is no doubt about the Internal Revenue Service. It's a done deal. And I'm going to go over that today. I'm working on putting together the modules and the one lines. But before I get into that, I want to do an update on several other cases. We had a case in Dillingham with a liar called Bingman and a judge that's not a judge that ruled against Dave Gladden. He did about $9,000 worth of work, and he had a head of the Walla Walla Airport testify that he did not fly the airplane down to Walla Walla because they have the master key and nobody ever checked it out. And the only two keys other is Gladden's, and he has those in his possession. And the judge ruled against Dave Gladden that did $9,000 worth of work and ruled in favor that he owes Bingman. He is a Seventh-day Adventist liar. Dillingham is full of Seventh-day Adventist liars, a den of vipers. $21,000. So he did all this work for free. Dave just goes around and picks on an airplane, and this guy said that he has stolen his airplane three times. He said he was in the hangar, two of them, but they couldn't get the airplane out, according to the judge. But there was no way to get in the hangar because they didn't have any keys, according to Walla Walla, the airport security, the gal that runs the thing, and this judge that never even talks about any of that, and finds this liar credible and finds Dave Gladden not credible. You can't make this stuff up. The corruption is just beyond belief. But we're not done with them. I'm going to go after that judge before it's over. I'm going to be taken on the bar somehow myself, hopefully. I wish they'd come after me for doing something, but we're going to get there. There are no public officers anywhere in these United States. They don't exist. How can I make that statement? Because there's no elections for them. And we're going to get to that. It's all about your status. I have been working on branches and limbs, chopping them off one by one by one. Finally have gotten to the root. And if you know the biblical story of Esau, where he sold his birthright for some lentil beans and porridge, that's the problem. But we have to keep signing up to want the benefit, where you have no rights and no remedies, unless you expatriate. That's the difference. Esau, his was a done deal once he did it and his dad okayed it and all that. He was done deal. He was out. And the Creator was not happy with him in Romans. But down here in our way, in our republic, it's all been overthrown. There are, even the President of the United States is not legit. And I've been putting together all these pieces to prove this stuff with legislative history, with cases. But I love the legislative history and stuff where these guys, they come right out and tell us what they're doing to us. So anyway, with that one's, we're going to file in a thing against that kangaroo judge over there. This is why I did all this research in Alaska. There are no oaths of office of public officers. There's no civil commissions. They sent me a letter. We don't do civil commissions, even though the Constitution and statute requires it. The Alaska Bar has rules that says that the legislature down in Juneau can't go against the Alaska rules. You can't make this stuff up. It's so far out there, you'd think somebody would do something. But in Alaska, they changed the name of the courts. They operated administrative districts, and they made the lawyers sign up a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 that if they're in those administrative districts, they can't step out and do constitutional law. I've got so much documentation in Alaska. I kept getting this, and I kept getting this, and I kept way back in the 90s. I helped get lighter green when I did a bid down in Juneau. It was totally corrupt, and I had the evidence. Helped get her elected. She goes down there, and she comes back, and she's like she's brain dead. She can't see anything. I said, "What in the hell do they do to you?" I don't know what they do to them down there. Threaten them, or I don't know. And the thing is, I even got an audit done. And the audit people says, "We have no power to prosecute." I said, "Why the hell do you do an audit? If you show that these people are corrupt, and then the Department of Law wouldn't touch it. So why do we have an audit department? Just what? Why bother? I like never got the audit done. Why even bother? It's corrupt beyond belief. All of these, quote, states are municipal entities sitting under the United States. And I'm going to get to that this show. It's a fact. Proven now. There's no doubt. It's absolutely. There's no way around it. So anyway, the other thing is cases we're following is McAlpine. He's got an attorney. He has no hope. As soon as the jury's sworn in, he's done. Because as soon as jeopardy attaches, he has stepped into the United States District Court with his consent that has the judicial power of the District Court. That's in 28 U.S.C. 132C. That was modeled after the territory of Hawaii. It is not an Article 3 court. It is not exercising the judicial power of the United States, that's in the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1 and 2. It says so. Judicial power of a district court. You know what that is? Exercised by a single judge, that is the definition of an inquisitor. So what's an inquisitor? That is somebody that's out of the old Star Chamber Court of England. I am it. Whatever I say goes. And they use the cruel trilemma variations of it We will get you to submit. We will get you to admit to the answers that we want. It's called cruel trilemma. The first one is to get you to confess. And they're really good at it. They do it by books and records, off-premise inquisitions, which the court even calls them inquisitions. They do depositions in tax cases. They get a jury before jeopardy attaches. They all have to swear that they're citizens of the United States. And you sit there, dumber than a rock. Yay! A trial by jury of my peers, which I'm going to get into. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, go back to the slavery. They may have had it better. I don't know. If you want to be a slave, that's where you need to be. And they use public records. That's why we have public law today. There are no statutes of the United States. They all phased that out somewhere between the early 1900s and by 1930. It was gone. It's right in the statutes at large, right in the front of the books. You can go read it. I'm going to get that put together, copy those out, and put it on my list for evidence. They print the criminality if you know how to read it. But you have to read very, very, very carefully what these guys are doing. So anyway, McAlpine has no chance. He's done. I'm really sorry. He's a nice guy. But I guess it's fear and panic. It kicks in and people will reach for a star that ain't there. Now the Richard Rappert, he gets out next Wednesday. And the writ of habeas corpus had subjunct him, a real one that was filed on the 8th. Still has not been acted on. Just sitting there. Oh, we're not done. Not even close to being done. I'm working on the background of this, and it's been so cold, but it'll still work even when it gets out Wednesday, because he'll be on probation. He'll still be technically in custody. You see, we have the appearance of the circuit courts of the United States still in existence. If you go to the Supreme Court, and if you have exhausted all of your, quote, state remedies, all of these states are municipal entities under the United States. That's a fact. I'm going to get to that in the show. And if you can prove that you have, that the district court cannot hear your habeas, you have a right, you have two options. One, to go to the complete Supreme Court of the United States. Or, number two, you can go to an individual justice, associate justice, they're called. Well, as luck would have it, the one that is over the Eighth Circuit is Neil M. Gorsuch, appointed by Trump. That takes in Arizona, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So we're going to file in an individual, a habeas corpus ad subjunctum, a real one, to him individually. We'll see what happens. Costs $300 yet. You only have to have 8.5 by 11. You don't have to have that silly paper of 6 by 9 and all that nonsense, which I've done before to the Supreme Court of the United States. You just have to have two copies. Goes to him. And we'll see. We'll see if he'll move. I don't know if he will or not. He's supposed to be a constitutional judge. This is so hot, I don't know if anybody will touch it. It's going to come out. So who are some of the other ones? For the District of Columbia, we have John Roberts, the Chief Justice. For the First Circuit, you got Stephen Breyer, which is Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Puerto Rico, and Rhode Island. For the Second Circuit, God Almighty help you, you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. For Connecticut, New York, and Vermont. Oh, ain't no help there unless you're a libtard, unless you're working for the Satan. Third District, Alito. That's Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virgin Islands. Isn't that amazing? So we got the Virgin Islands in there. Third Circuit. How in the hell does a the Virgin Islands get into the Third Circuit. Oh, that's right, because we combined all these things together back in 1948. We just put them all together. Yeah, they're all the same. Yeah, right. Okay. Fourth Circuit is Roberts again. That's Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia. Fifth Circuit, Alito, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. Sixth Circuit, Sotomayor. Oh, wow, another libtard. Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. Seventh Circuit, ah, they did good. They got Kavanaugh. Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. The Eighth Circuit is Gorsuch. He gets Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. That's good. Oh, the Ninth Circus. Oh, my God. We got Kagan over here. Whoa! I can't remember if it's Kagan or Sotomayor. One of those two had never even conducted one trial. I can't make this stuff up. Alaska, Arizona, California, Guam. Oh, isn't that nice? Guam. Hawaii, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, Nevada, Northern Mariana Islands. Yay! And Washington. The 10th Circuit, Sotomayor. Oh, she's a hoot. Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. The 11th Circuit. Now, there's a good guy, Clarence Thomas. Oh, that's Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. And the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only constitutional appellate court in existence today, is back to Roberts. So Roberts sits over the District of Columbia, and he sits over the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and he also sits over the 4th Circuit. Wouldn't trust him as far as I could spit. So anyway, that's what's going to be happening there, and I'm going to be publishing it on my IRS list only. I'm not giving it away to anybody else. If you listen to the show and I talk about it, if you send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, you'll get it. Otherwise, you'll not see it. But you're going to Pacer. If you don't have enough gumption to ask, I guess you don't need to see it. I don't know. I want people that's got a little bit of oomph to get around and look at the facts of what's going on. The first books and records that I've ever seen, anyway, it was 2014, McAlpine won. Mooney case, that was a reduced to judgment. The judgment was already in the motion for sale. They backed off. They lost. They walked away. Why? They wouldn't say why. What they did is, we don't want this information out to the general public, especially up in the appellate courts, where somebody might actually read it and figure it out, the con. What is the con? Our republic was founded upon sovereign countries called the several states, and they formed the Articles of Confederation that had legislative but no executive, no judicial. And for a more perfect union, it was the Constitution for the United States of America. For the United States of America that created the Constitution of the United States. And of the United States, I just looked up, means belongs to the United States. So it's the Constitution that belongs strictly to the United States. There is no Constitution of the United States of America. That is a freaking lie. Even though you will see it, it is an absolute lie. The terms are close, and you really, really need to pay attention, because these lawyers that know the game are really good at it. I mean, they're good. You got to give them credit where credit's due. They know what you think is the truth, which is an absolute freaking lie. They're really good at it. Back in a minute. Thank you.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and these reduced adjustments like Mooney's or what they did, the Star Chamber thing that they did to Thornton up there, what they do, they'll file in a petition or a complaint. They will always, without exception, be a declaration in there from an IRS agent. I guarantee you, always a declarations. They can't proceed without them. They will always have a public record. And here's the con, which was in, wasn't involved in Thornton's case initially. Mark Stevens was, but then we forced him out. And here's what the magistrate said, and here's what the U.S. of A. Here's the con. They're like a summary judgment. And a summary judgment is different than a motion to dismiss. A motion to dismiss is you can go in and challenge the stuff without introducing anything new, and it's a motion to dismiss. If you introduce something else that is not in the case, it's called a summary judgment. So that they do to these things, it's like a summary judgment because what they're doing, they get around and put this nonsense in there with the public record, with the declaration, and here's what the magistrate says. This was a docket 4, by the way. This case is 0-13-MC, Mary Charlie, 87. And if you want to copy these two things, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. This is the con. They print it, but you got to be real careful. At the show cause hearings, only those issues brought into controversy by the responsive pleadings and factual allegations supported by affidavit will be considered. So you have to put in factual allegations supported by affidavit. That's the declarations. Wait a minute. What the hell do we have a complaint for? Well, that's the con. See, the complaint is taken as true. But what you want to do is put in public attachments. You want to put in with a declaration. So they put in the federality, the con people, they put in a complaint. Then they say if it's going to go in controversy before this court, it's got to be supported by affidavit. And then they goes on to say any uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted. So here's the con. They file a complaint, or they do a books and records. They file a declaration. They file in a public record. And if you aren't smart enough to understand the con that you have to file in an affidavit or declaration, affidavit's better, rebutting each and every allegation, and it is called a summary judgment, and they will play with you like a cat plays with a mouse, and then pretty soon down the road, they may do depositions on you, but they won't. They usually all these reduced to judgment stuff. They are books and records. There's no open testimony. They don't need it because we agreed to the SIP with the nonsense. We did because we don't understand the con. So then all of a sudden there's a summary judgment. You say, wait a minute, whoa, what happened here? Because in the same thing, Sammy, which is a Pakistani. I don't know how far he is from Muslims. I have no use for Muslims because they are against our republic. They're out here to overthrow it. This is in DACA 134. We pushed him out, and I say we. I do research. I'm not an attorney, not a counselor. So if your Department of Justice are listening, go to HELL. So anyways, on DACA 134, on page 2, Sammy says, in the November 16, 2013 order, show cause the court required Thornton to raise in writing any defense or opposition to the petition. Further, the court ordered only those issues, or quoting, only those issues brought into controversy by the responsive pleadings and factual allegation supported by affidavit will be considered, and any uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted. So, when they go file a complaint, they will file the affidavit with the public record. You then, if you uncontest that, it's deemed admitted, and that judge said, that's clear and convincing evidence in their world. You're done. Ball game over. Never even testified. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem.
Okay, well, we're back here. And if you follow Pacer, most people, maybe a lot of people don't know what Pacer is. It's that's why I like, first of all the courts are corrupt. Except for, which we're going to be testing, there's only three constitutional courts left in the whole United States. There are no state constitutional courts. They don't exist. And the reason why is there's no public officers, because there's no elections for them. There is no three branches of government. It doesn't exist. And I'm going to get to that before the show's over. That's all black and white stuff now. There's no doubt about it. So anyways, we're going to be going into the Federal Court of Claims, and then that is the Article 1. And then the Article 3 court, the only national Article 3 court, short of there's one for, patents and that type of stuff. There's another one over there, International Court of Trade or something. Those are Article 3 courts. But the only national one that we really have access to that's going to be of any value to us is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's it. And the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is everything. They got jurisdiction over any flavor of the corrupt nonsense courts to the constitutional side. So anyways, let's see, where did I leave off? I forgot where I left off because I don't script my stuff. I just do it ad hoc. Anyway, the real source of this whole problem is your status. And I've got to redo the status because I forgot the last part of this. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I have in there that's actually not required. And I'm going to put in the rest of the stuff. And I'm going to be posting it with the one line of the con. And it's a done deal. It is a done deal. Now, but if you go to Mooney's case in Minnesota, I'll get the case number here in just a second. You will never figure out why they walked away. It's the stuff that they do not want out. They never admitted anything. They used Saul Alinsky. He was right on point. Never admit the con. He's the guy that wrote the rules for radicals. Hillary met him and did a thesis on him. She was a star pupil, as was Obama. Never admit the con. You will never find these guys admit that they are liars, because then you could use it against them. And just like in Mooney's case, they never admitted why they did everything. We are, everything is hunky-dory, and it's all ready to rock and roll except the last line. Said this case is dismissed with prejudice. 0-16-CharlieVictor-2547. If you want this stuff, I've got it in the redacted form. So now I can put his name out with their permission. It's about 7 emails. They do not want out. United States of America as a sovereign body politic. I know now why that exists. They do not want out. There's no counsel for the United States of America ever make an appearance. They do not want that out. You do not attack the subject matter jurisdiction of what they cite. That's called a facial attack. They will cite the Constitution 1330, so whatever it is. I forget the code section right now. They will cite those. That's called a facial attack. Oh, here's the Constitution. It's like the devil said, hey, I got the Ten Commandments here. I love them, their Ten Commandments, but you got a problem. You have to attack the court. You see, under the constitutional side, the court is supposed to establish its jurisdiction of subject matter jurisdiction. These courts do not do that. They cite, like the devil, hey, the Ten Commandments, they're good stuff. But does he do them? No. Can he do them? No. These courts have no judicial power. They've never said they're going to do anything other than be liars. Their oaths of office are not oaths of office as a public officer in the several states because there's no elections for them. The ones for the federal officers, which I'm going to get to in a little bit here, they don't exist either because a citizen of the United States has no political rights. If you have no political rights, you have no right to a 3 branches of government, Republican form. You have no right to have the person that's over you have an oath of office as a public officer to abide by a constitution. They never said they're going to do any of it. Boy, it's taken me a long time to figure this out. How do you make the devil into an apostle of Christ? Not going to happen. Now, there are people out there, hopefully, like Gorsuch and some of these people. They've got to know this. I mean, they can't be this far in this without being able to figure it out like I can. If I can figure it out, they definitely do. That's all they do, I think. But there are physicians out there, just like on homeopathic, they have been brainwashed into a certain type of thought process, and they will not look and check the facts. So what do we do to prove this thing? How do we go about doing this? Because there's a lot of people have said, oh, I'm not a citizen of the United States, and on and on and on. And they said, the United States of America, United States are not the same thing. And round and round and round we go. When I do research material, I put in research documents. Why do I do that? Oh, it's a lot of work, a lot of printing, because it comes as evidence if it comes from the public record. Because in the case in California, or Sessions. Thank God and Greyhound he's gone. A lot of good he ever did in the areas that needed to be done. He may have done some other stuff. I don't know, but he was not to prosecute Hillary. He said, I'm not going to do it. Why? Why? If we do not get a attorney general that does the rule of law, this country's done. And if we don't get a wall done, and Trump is going to do it before it's over. You watch. He's not going to let Pelosi and Schumer win. I don't know his reluctance, why he's so reluctant to do the executive thing. I tell you what, I reduce all the documents and I do that. But that's just me. So I have to trust in Trump. He's got more knowledge, more facts than I do, and he is not a stupid. He's got an IQ of 252. So he's not a stupid guy. And the thing we got to be careful of is making decisions based on the lack of facts. I looked into that California case where Sessions, when he was in, took on the state of California as a sanctuary state. And yep, there it was. California is a state of the United States. Really? I thought California, the state of California, was one of the government of one of the several states. That's what they teach. It's a lie. It's a con. And they know it. Somebody up there knows it. How would they know to use it if they didn't know what was going on? So, how are we going to prove all this stuff? But then when you prove it, what's the remedy? That's the important part. And I'm going to tell you the remedy right now so I don't forget it, run out of time. The remedy is you must get your status into the public record, because that's what we're adjudicating on today is public records. And it is self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. You must state, I am a citizen of Texas. You must state, I am a national of the United States under 8 United States Code, 1101, 22B. A is I'm a citizen of the United States, or B says I'm not a citizen of the United States, but I owe permanent allegiance to the United States. And by the way, that's on your passport. It's on the right-hand side when you go in. It says citizen / national of the United States. You go to the passport application. They say, are you a U.S. citizen? Wait a minute. Whoa. They don't say, are you a citizen of the United States? It's basically a non-defined term. But down in the area of the passport, it says citizen national, down to the part where you're not supposed to mark. This is how they hide it. It's all right there. Passport says you can be either one. Well, which one would I want to be? And why would I? Which one would I want to be? That's an important thing. And it's as important as what Esau did. He gave up his birthright, his lineage and property, and the creator said he didn't like him. He hated him. In the end, I guess the Romans. Why? Why is this so important? Who are you? Because if you are a citizen of one of the several states, you have the Declaration of Independence and the Creator. And you have political rights and you have civil rights. They forget to mention political rights all the time. You have civil rights. You have the right to go to court and be treated the same as every other idiot. Okay, fine. Even under the law of nations. Well, how about my political rights? Wait a minute. I want to go into a court that is one of the separate three branches that has public officers, that has an oath of office as a public officer, or is an officer of the United States under the Constitution of the United States. And I want that damn oath out there that you're going to abide by the Constitution and all that other stuff. And be held accountable. And be bonded by your own stuff. In Alaska, you have to put in an official bond, but you have to be a freeholder of your own property. Alaska has none. Oh, it's still in the code, but we just don't do it. Just like civil commissions are there. The governor has to appoint all state officers. The state come out and said, we don't do them. Now I know why. Well, they don't need to. I don't need to do any of this stuff. The National Voter Registration Act kills them. It is in every one of the several states, which are now called redefined, and it is in the District of Columbia. But what's even more important is if the National Voter Registration Act is used in the District of Columbia, it is limited strictly to citizens of the United States, because that's all that's there. And you are a qualified elector if you're in D.C. But if you're in the outside boundaries of the District of Columbia, you automatically are a citizen of the United States. There's nothing else you can be. That's it. Okay. That sounds good. So now let's do a little comparison here. I don't know why I haven't done this in the past. Look at some of this stuff. It's so simple that backs up the National Voter. But the National Voter Registration Act, which I'm going to get to more of, is a killer. It is used in all of the, quote, states and the District of Columbia. Everywhere. Guaranteed. Without exception. And today, it is found codified in 52 U.S.C. 205-02. And what does it say? Why is it not coming up here? It's coming out. Oh, there it is, hidden behind the thing. It says, and I tracked it down from the statute all the way through, but it says under number 4, the term, quote, state, in all capital state, end quotation mark, means. Anytime you see the word means, it means it gives an exclusive new definition to our what we know as English. And it can be as foreign as dog means cat or dog means the moon or whatever. It's an exclusive new definition. You can't, the dictionary is irrelevant. It's codified. It's code. It's like Morse code. This is all legalese, is written with definitions. And what we think we're reading is not what's going on. So it says the term state means. So now we got a whole thing. State of the United States and the District of Columbia. And puts them together. That's a conjunction. Well, we're not the District of Columbia. But we got to be a state of the United States. And I looked up every case that I could find that says of the United States means the same thing as belongs to the United States. So this state belongs to the United States. Wait a minute, that's not the way the Union of States is set up. We're all supposed to be independent, several states, and with a limited delegation of power. We belong to the United States, the same as the District of Columbia belongs to the United States, which means United States is the sovereign. So if I'm in Texas, Minnesota, North Carolina, that state is operating as a municipal entity, which I'm going to get to here, and belongs to the United States, no different than the District of Columbia belongs to the United States. But let's look at some of the other stuff that was so obvious before I get into the excuse me, the nitty-gritty. And see, the bottom line is, see, we can use their stuff against them. Because under 52 United States Code today, 205-01, Congress finds, I mean, how they find something, that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. It's only for citizens of the United States. Well, now I know that Schumer and Pelosi, being the absolutely satanic pieces of garbage that they are, would not allow any discrimination on race, color, or anything with a citizen of the United States. Right? So that means all citizens of the United States got to be treated the same. Which is really not true in a way. But They can't do it. They're to vote. They have all got to be treated the same. It's in your stuff. The 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment are prohibitions. They are not original organic amendments. It says so right at the end. It says we can enforce it with legislation, and they call it an article. They're separate, standalone. Fifth Amendment has no application to those. Did you know that? I'm going to get to that in a minute, too. It's irrelevant. 1 through 12 are the organic amendments to the Constitution of the United States. But so the National Voter Registration Act is limited to only citizens of the United States. And that is a freaking fact. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And then we're going to get some of the most obvious stuff here at the next hour. But let's get into the rest of the meat of this. Every state without exception has the National Voter Registration Act. And under 5, United States Code 20506A1, which comes out of the term, this is out of 52 U.S.C. Section 20502, it says the term voter registration agency means an office designated under Section 20506A1. See, this is what they always do. They never put it all together. And a lot of people, unless you've been doing this for a while, they don't have the ability to easily get these links, or they get bored, or I don't know, who knows. So we go to what is a voter registration agency. Each state, which is already defined, is a state of the United States and the D.C., shall designate agencies for the registration of voters for elections for federal office. Wait a minute here. I'm in Alaska, or you're in Montana. These agencies are only for elections for federal office. Well, who's that? Duh. Well, let's see what they define federal office. Oh, it says back to the 5 U.S.C. 205-02, number 2, the term, quote, federal office, end quote, has the meaning stated in 52 U.S.C. 301-01, number 3. So, see, I got to go look. And the, like I said, the average person doesn't, until you get to doing this a little bit, you have to look up, you have to redefine all this stuff because they're lying to us. You have to put all these definitions together and say, what are they talking about? Well, it says right here that the, quote, federal office means what? The term federal office means, it's in quotation marks, means the office of the president or vice president or the Senate or representatives in or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. Everything is to the Congress. That ought to be a wake-up call right there. But anyway, so let's just take it without going too deep here. Let's just Trump, Pence, Pelosi, Schumer, and some commissioners. That's all you're voting? That's all you can vote for? Because the National Voter Registration Act, that's all is allowed. You can't vote for a state officer. They don't exist. There's no elections for them. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend, if you're not on the IRS list, you need to go look at a great article on this that tears us apart. And it is 185 ALR, 185 ALR, which stands for American Law Review, FED space 155. It says there's no state elections. They say it, and they got a cases to back it up. There are no elections for state officers. They say, well, there's nothing to keep you from having one, but they don't have one. And they also wanted to say that just because you have a right to vote does not mean you're entitled to cast that vote. What does that mean? Oh, that's right. A citizen of the United States has no right of suffrage or the elective franchise. It has no political rights. Then, well, that's a scary damn thought. What are we doing at the polls then if I have no right elected franchise thing? Back in a minute.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.